Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to our show. RiskFeesTaxes.com is the website. I'm Daniel Rasby with Higher Ground Financial Group. I'm here with the founder of Higher Ground, Imran Rasby. He's my father. And we're here to talk to you about those three killers: risk, fees, and taxes.
Yeah, we get lots of questions different ways. We got some questions this past week about, you know, liquidity, access to my money. How much is liquid? How much is important? You know, Warren Buffett's company right now is what, $381 billion liquid?
Exactly. So liquidity means different things to different people, right? And you hear a lot of advisors, if you just Google, like, what are the first steps to being financially independent and successful? And the first thing everybody says is have an emergency fund, right? You should have an emergency fund. What is an emergency fund and where should it be? How much should it be?
So it's different for different people, right? Because as a fiduciary, not everybody's the same. When we talk to somebody, we want to find out what your situation is to be an actual fiduciary for you. Now, this radio show, we can't be fiduciaries because we don't know anything about you. So we're giving you lots of information that's general. So take that with a grain of salt. This is general information. So when you're first starting out, your situation is different. First starting out, you should have at least 6 months to a year worth of income set aside as an emergency fund. Why? Because you could be out of a job, you could get disabled, you could have an emergency, your spouse could be out of a job or emergency.
Or a family member might need some help or something.
Yeah, so having a liquidity of 6 months to a year is really kind of the minimum, is the first stepping block to being financially secure.
But where should that be, right? Does it have to be in the bank? Can it be in the market? Does that work? Can I put it in my Vanguard account?
How liquid is it in Vanguard or Fidelity or whatever it is? How liquid is it?
Well, it's very liquid. They said I can sell a transaction in one day. They'll wire it to my account.
That's true. But what if the market crashes and then you need the money? So you may have, let's say you make $100,000 a year. So you put $100,000, it's supposedly liquid, in your investment account, and the market just dropped by 40% this year.
Well, now I have 100% access to only 60% of the money. Because I have only 60,000 in there instead of 100.
So you still have 100% access, but you have a lot less money.
So it doesn't really work as an emergency fund, right? An emergency fund is something that you know will be there. And it should be in a contract asset rather than an opinion asset.
That's a good point. There's two types of assets that you should have in your portfolio. One is opinion-based assets, and that's all based on somebody else's market opinion. Yeah, it could be gold, silver, ETFs, exchange-traded funds that, or even crypto or houses or mutual funds, stocks. They're all based on opinion. And the other side is contract. And that's what we're talking about today. Contract-based assets are based on a contract and not on somebody else's opinion. So what are those?
Contract-based assets, you know what the value is going to be. So the most common example is a bank account. And that's why most people that recommend have an emergency fund, the first place you start is a bank account. And the reason is, you don't just want it to settle within a day or two. You want to get it like within minutes if you need something. If you truly have an emergency, you need to be able to get to some money within minutes. But all of your emergency fund doesn't have to be there because you're not going to need to spend your entire year's salary in 1 hour.
But just a bank, and what about a CD? Because CD, I got a penalty if I take it out early, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a myth, right? The penalty is only on the interest that's earned.
So I still have my money though.
Exactly. You put $100,000 in a CD, you can take it out anytime. You still have the $100,000.
Even if it's a one-year CD and I took it out only 6 months in, I still have my $100,000.
Yeah. You might not get interest on the money.
Okay. But in most cases, you will still get interest. You just will get less interest than was promised.
Exactly.
So that's the penalty. It's not a very big penalty, is it?
No, not at all.
So why do people get scared about it? Why? We see so many people that say, oh, no, I can't move that CD. I'm going to get penalized. What's the penalty?
Yeah. I had somebody just recently that said the same thing. He had $500,000 in CDs. And he came up with this really good idea for an investment he wanted to purchase. And he's like, but I'm going to have to wait for another 4 months because the CD doesn't come due until then. It's like, if it's that great of an idea, you want to do it now. There's no reason to wait 4 months. Oh, but I'll get penalized. Well, you know, the penalty is a taxable interest. You're going to have to pay taxes on that anyway. And maybe it's not that much of a penalty. You still have the $500,000. That didn't go anywhere. So don't be afraid to break a CD or sell a CD. They are very, very liquid. You can get it at the money at any time.
So bank account, that's me savings, checking, CD, those are liquid. What else is liquid?
Well, anything that's protected from market loss is a contract asset, and it should be thought about for your emergency or your safe money.
What if I have gold coins, silver coins? I mean, I can spend them anyhow I want. They're my hand. They're pretty liquid, right?
Yeah. So gold and silver, they're great to hold. But again, just like the market fluctuation, there's no value of predetermined value of what you can sell it for. You can go to a pawn shop and sell it today, and you'll get cash for it. But you'll get today's market value minus whatever the dealer takes as his spread.
So even though it's liquid, sort of, but it's really not, because I don't know what the value actually is going to be.
Yeah, but again, what is the purpose of the money, right? It all has a purpose. And with gold, the main purpose is usually an inflation hedge. Inflation is really bad, right? How bad is inflation?
Well, inflation is so bad that now I'm getting pre-declined credit card offers in the mail.
So gold helps with inflation, right? So if you have gold, you hold it for a long time, it will probably be worth more in a few years than what it's worth now. But so will stocks. It's just that the thing is, on today, when you actually need the money, is it really going to be there for you? And so that's why the best place to have money that is for your emergency fund, or that you really need liquid access to, is going to be with three institutions: a bank, an insurance company, or a government entity.
Yeah. So with a bank, I mean, what if I have a $100,000 HELOC? I'm not using it, just sitting there. Is that liquid?
No, a line of credit is not an emergency fund. It can't be. Why? Because the line of credit is not required to stay open. We had a client back in the 2008 crisis where the housing market was crashing, and he had a lot of equity in his house.
So he had $250,000 line of credit that he hadn't used, but he had very good credit and good business and good income.
And the market was crashing, but even then, his home was not underwater. So he had a credit line. He was looking forward to using it instead of selling some stocks if he needed something. And then the bank just sent him a letter saying, your credit line is closed. And he's like, why? I have an 800 credit score. I have several hundred thousand more equity in my house than my credit line. I have a great job. What changed? Well, the bank's risk profile changed. They said, we don't want to take the risk anymore. We're not going to lend on this house.
And even though I paid for this credit line, because whenever you get a credit line, a HELOC, you got to pay some fees up front.
Yeah. So he was really annoyed. And then, and we had to have that conversation and say, well, this wasn't an actual emergency fund. If you have it available to you, using a loan or a credit line can be very useful in a lot of situations, but you can't rely on that as your emergency. So you need money that's got liquid access. And in retirement, there's different types of emergencies that happen. In retirement, there is an emergency that's guaranteed to happen pretty much at least several times during retirement. And what is that? It's the market crashing. Every 5 years throughout history, there has been a drop of at least 20% in the market. So if you're 60 years old and you're retired and you're going to live through another 25 years, that's five times you should expect the market to crash during your lifetime. And you need enough in your emergency fund, in your buffer, that's going to last those 5 years worth of your entire salary. So you need a lot more emergency fund as you get older.
That's very different. So again, there's different stages in life. And so you have to have a different amount of money as you go. And of course, it's kind of silly for us to expect, a 25-year-old to have 5 years with income set aside. Now, maybe you have rich parents and you did that, or you inherited some money, fine. But again, the strategy changes based on your goals, your age, what you want to do, what's going on. And so fiduciary is very important. Now, this is a retirement radio, right? We're talking about mostly to retirees, but many of our retirees have actually turned to us and say, hey, help our kids so they don't end up having the same problems that we do. And we do help their kids. So we don't actually go out there and try to find clients that are really under 55. Most of our clients are 55 and older, but we do have clients that are under 55. So we understand the problems, the issues, the challenges, and their needs, and we do help them. So you can always make an appointment at riskfeestaxes.com. We can help you. But again, ideally, we want to help people that are about to retire, because there's a different set of rules for those. But if you have, and you want your kids to get on the right path, hey, definitely, set up an appointment. We'd be happy to talk to them, and there's different things. So the things that were important or something that you had to do when you were 25, 35, even 45 may not be the best interest to you now that you're 55 or 60 or 65 or 70. So you have to look at things differently. And just like, when you're buying things, when the market goes down and you're working, you're buying and buying because every paycheck is going in and automatic, buying. That's called dollar cost averaging. You're actually making money. You're doing great. You're buying things on sale. But if you're selling and selling and selling and the market crashes, what happens? That's called dollar cost savaging. It savages your account. There's almost no way to recover from that unless you have liquidity. And that's where Daniel was talking about. Liquidity is much higher when you retire.
And I mentioned there's three places you can have that safe bucket. It can be in a bank, it can be with the government, like a treasury a bond or a T-bill, or it can be with an insurance company. And people ask,
I get all that question all the time. Well, is that insurance company FDIC insured?
No, because FDIC is an insurance policy that the bank buys on the account because
they're not an insurance company.
But insurance companies, by their nature, they're already insured. Again, depends on the company. You want to look for a strong company that's been around for a long time, but they have different capitalization and stuff. But
so talk a little bit about the ratings.
Yeah. Ratings
is a good way to determine if a company is good, but it's not the only way because a company can change ratings pretty quickly. The rating, see, an insurance company is not like a bank where you don't have to have really any reserves because you have the Federal Reserve as the Federal Reserve. And so they you deposit $1,000, they can lend out $1,000 and not have any of your money available. With an insurance company, they have to have at any given moment at least 87.5% of your money available to give you at any moment.
Plus a guaranteed minimum interest rate that they've announced to you. So it's often, it's anywhere from 1% to 3% depending on the company and when you got the policy.
So that's the minimum guarantee. That's insured, that's there, it's rock solid, it has to be there. But then on top of that, they have to have additional money.
And that's the surplus.
And what's that for?
Surplus is for extra. I mean, they've given you promises that they'll have additional money. So the minimum they have is the guaranteed minimum.
So even if they're broke, they have to have 87.5%.
But if they're doing well, they got good ratings, it's probably because they have a lot of surplus. And, people ask about liquidity, like, well, but you're going to charge me a fee to take the money out of the annuity. Well, okay, maybe, but you're still far more liquid with that than you are in the Vanguard account. Remember the example we gave, the $100,000 in your Vanguard account and the market dropped by 40% and now you need to access the money. You only have $60,000 in there.
That'll never happen in an insured account.
In an insured account, like an annuity, worst case scenario, you might have a 10% drop if you have to pull it out early, but then you still have $90,000. You don't have the $60,000 that you had when the market crashed. Right. So you're actually far more liquid with an annuity than you are in any sort of market-based account And even bonds can lose value.
Yeah, people took a bath on bonds 2 years ago when the interest rates went up. When interest rates go up, the bonds you're holding lose value. So they're not quite as liquid as people think. Now, all stocks, bonds are bad. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about having a balanced portfolio of what you're going to do. What is the money going to do for you? That's the most important thing. What's it going to do for you? Just having a picture on the wall about the money you have, it does not really do anything for you.
But no matter what it does for you, you are going to need some money that's safe and guaranteed, that's protected from loss. You know what the value will be, at least this or higher on any given day.
And there are different strategies on where to put the money and how that money is going to be used, right?
Yeah. And a lot of our clients, if they started early enough, they can actually use life insurance as their volatility buffer and as their emergency fund.
Because that's like cash.
It's just like cash. You can usually get it within a couple of days. So it's just like transferring from one bank to another. And it's tax-free if it's accessed properly. So unlike a CD or a money market account that charges you tax on the interest, there is no tax on the interest inside of a life insurance policy if it's accessed correctly. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and talk to us there. We'll be happy to talk to you.
So you should have liquid money. You should have it in some kind of cash type of account. But you shouldn't be paying fees on that. All right.
Yes.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.